I noticed both those songs are about sending. I was thinking that you sent your joy over the mountains. I noticed you sent your minister over the mountains to 6 degrees in Kansas City. And I came home from a snowstorm. I know how to increase the appreciation of California. Whoa, what a journey. And what a journey we're on. This amazing journey into the depth of our hearts. One of the things that touches me so deeply as we work with this is that awareness that the depth we are reaching for is infinite. We touch it, we learn, and then what I found is Spirit keeps opening another place to learn and a deeper place to go. And each time that I touch there, it's more rich and more beautiful and blesses in so many ways. So I'm so thrilled we get to make this journey together. There were 5 steps that we set out to embrace, and we've gone through 4 of them at this point. First one, self-awareness. Yes, aware of what's going on within me. Sets up that opportunity for choice. Heart focus. The second step, making that choice to bring our attention into the area of the heart so we can open and connect at depth with the heart. Third step, heart feeling. Because this is the entry. This is what takes us into that beautiful spiritual connection that is possible at depth through the heart. And the 4th step that we touched on last Sunday, heart asking, asking, opening ourselves to receive that amazing intelligence and care and blessing that would flow into and through us. And so we get to step 5 today. And it's actually something that is created by that journey that we've been on. Because step 5 is the experience of receptivity. And every time we make that journey, we have the opportunity to enter into a greater experience of receptivity. A greater experience to receive, to be touched by, and to touch that amazing divine presence. So let's journey back through them for a moment. Now that first one, self-awareness. Yes, being aware. What are my thoughts and feelings? How am I responding to life? What's really taking place for me? That experience of light, of illumination, that is part of the awakening, whether it's in a moment or it's that life process of awakening to the spiritual self, where we have that opportunity to view through that spiritual illumination what is happening within my experience. And so it's the beginning of that movement from this mechanism that drives our perceptions toward the heart itself. Because then we have choice. The example that I keep looking at when I think of the experience of that choice that we make, the choice to focus our attention on the area of the heart. I keep remembering the experience I shared with you of the nun who called me to say how she would get the people in her halfway houses to just begin to breathe through their hearts, and what a relief would come over them from the tension and the challenge that was taking place in their life as they began to move towards that reconnection with themselves. Powerful thing, heart focus. You want to go there? You got to go there. So taking that step. But that takes us to the doorway. And we enter into the heart through the heart feelings. That's that third step. Now, the truth is, the heart feelings are love. Many different ways that we feel and touch love. It might be appreciation or care or compassion or joy or serenity. But those feelings that are a part of that love experience are a part of the experience of the presence of God. God is love. It's not that God loves. God is love. If when I love, I am one with that divine presence expressing. Isn't that an amazing thing? And so simple. And what I love, everyone on the planet does it. Even if they're in the wrong spiritual club, it doesn't matter. Because they've all got a heart. What a beautiful thing to be aware of. So we enter in. And we experience, and I shared with you the experience that I went through with the police officer that had a moment of upset. And I was the object of upset. And what I love about that experience and why I showed it is that we, at that point where we can touch our hearts and experience that feeling that puts us into connection with the divine, we can be at peace no matter what is taking place around us. Peace within ourselves. That is possible because that is your connection with that divine presence, and it is peace itself within us. And then that, the next step, heart asking, where we open to this flow of intelligence and power flowing through us, that we might not only be at peace with the world doing its thing out here, but we can actually step into a greater peace, because we can now enter into creating with this spiritual power a world that begins to express the wholeness out there that we have just touched within. And that's that flow of direction and insight and transformation that happens within us. What I love about this part of the journey into the heart is it makes real that goodness that we learn about. That place where we learn God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
When we can move from saying it to feeling it, it's a whole new world. And it's always there. And it's this, the feelings into the asking, the feelings fill me with the experience of that goodness. The asking shows me how that goodness can come out and create wholeness within my experience. So the last step, the step of receptivity, experiencing receptivity. Receptivity created in us by the journey into the heart. And let me share an experience with you. It was one of those things that touched me quite deeply and caused me to look and understand a little differently what I saw taking place before me. I'd been in some city doing a training for people in the skills of the heart. And after the training, there were a number of us talking, and some people came up and said, we have a friend we'd really like you to connect with. So I came over, and the lady explained that she had gotten there very late, that she was having problems at home, and yet She just really needed some help, and I could tell she was in great pain, emotional pain. And she went on to explain that she was facing the reality of the end of her marriage. And she'd just come from a situation of a clash between herself and her husband that was painful, and yet she realized that they couldn't go on this way. And so I began to take her through these steps, just as we've been talking about them. First, just be aware of what she was feeling. Understand it's okay to feel that. That's natural. And to make that shift of attention, heart focus, to the area around her heart. And as she began to breathe through her heart, I could see the kind of the beginning of that physical change when someone begins to make inner connection. And then for that third step of heart feeling, I asked her to really focus upon that feel, that memory when her heart was full, that time when she could really remember the feeling of that goodness, of that love, that fulfillment within her. And so we just focused on that when in terms of this exercise, which most of you realize is an adaption or freeze frame, which we all went about, spent working on yesterday. Instead of just a minute, we probably spent 2, 3, maybe 4 minutes focusing on that feeling. One of the reasons we took that time was the impact of the painful emotions she was feeling had such control over her that it was really helpful to take the time and let this feeling of love fill her being. Let it touch the body and mind, the emotions, and fill her spirit. And then we entered that next step, that heart asking, where I guided her as she asked her heart. Now, the phrase that we used in that asking was, what is a more efficient response to this situation, which is the one that HeartMath teaches. We've used different phrase here in terms of asking for our heart's wisdom or guidance when we worked with it last Sunday. But it's that request of that divine presence and intelligence to respond to us. And so in response to that, she was very quiet. So I just sat with her a little bit. And then I asked her what she experienced. And when she opened her eyes, her face just lit up. It was almost like coming back to a different reality. The experience of the relief that was glowing from her. What she said was, I understand. I see what it is. And she went on to explain to me that what she understood was how much her husband needed validation. That whatever came up, it wasn't about that. He needed that response that acknowledged and validated him. And she said, I can do that. I would love to do that for him. And she was radiant. And she said, I know it will work. And she did, because from this level of ourselves where we are not separate, where we're connected, where we're journeying together, where we're here as a part of that divine healing presence for each other, she knew that. She connected with that. That was real. She was receptive to moving from that place of victim she walked in from to being an instrument of healing, connection, blessing. She got the gift. Okay, she asked. And she received because of that receptivity. I got a different gift. I got to see the giver. I got to be aware of how loved this woman was. Of this tremendous love that had been around her. Of this intelligence that would respond and care for her. Any time she entered that place of receptivity, I saw a love so great that it would not take away her ability to choose nor impose itself upon her, but respect the dignity and beauty of that spiritual being and respond to her choice. That is an amazing love that we walk in, breathe in. We get to choose. You are a spiritual being. You get to create your life experience. That's part of what the love does. It gives us the choice. And when we ask for its wisdom and its power, we get it. It's always there. Before we took these simple steps, she was looking at impossibility and loss. But there is an intelligence and power within you, within your life, that doesn't know what that is. Because it's always there with wholeness and wisdom. Always. It's this journey into the heart that takes us to this place of receptivity. What a beautiful gift. What an amazing giver. And our journey, however we do it, and there's many different ways that you have experienced it before, that you will again, many as you take and use these simple steps. But they take us to that state of being where we become receptive. I am receptive. Join me in that.
I am receptive.
Again.
I am receptive.
Okay, now change it. I am receptivity.
I am receptivity.
That's the nature of our being as a spiritual being. We are receptivity to the goodness and the love and the power and the presence that is unfolding through us and through our lives. Again.
I am receptivity.
Feel it. Enjoy it. Again.
I am receptivity.
It is the nature of who you are when we step into that magnificent spiritual self. There's something that lets us do it. It's something that we learn as we journey through the heart. It's something that we become aware of. And my experience is, kind of little by little, step by step, that it becomes a reality for us. And it's that reality I got to see, how loved this woman was. We are loved, every one of us, without condition. Okay? It will never go away. Doesn't know how to. Now, we can not receive it. We can hold it off. But all the conditions you've ever heard are false. They don't exist. Okay? You are loved just the way you are. I am loved. Join me.
I am loved. I am loved. I am loved. I am loved. I am loved.
Feel it. It's the truth. You are loved with an infinite love. They're ready to respond to you, to flow through your heart with wisdom and power and intelligence, to bring the peace of that divine presence into any experience, and to flow through you to transform the world around you. Because part of that love is the amazing creative power of your being. I am love.
I am loved. I am loved. I am loved.
And I love you too.